Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Here's Pastor Mom opening us up. Heavenly Father, we just come to you with thanksgiving in my heart, thanking you for being with us, standing by us, holding us in the hollow of our own hands. Holy Father, we need you every minute and every hour, Lord. And we pray for the President of the United States, and we pray for him, and pray for everybody in Jesus' name, Lord. Hold us in the hollow of thy own hand. Be with us and stand by us. Lord, thank you, Lord. We need you every minute and every hour. And we thank you and we carry on in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the line for Pastor Price now. Thank you, Pastor Price. So praise the Lord over the country. Amen.
Glory to God. And good morning, Apostle and Pastor Mom. I love you both. God bless you. Father God, I come and join my prayers with Pastor Mom and all of the saints who are praying all across this United States. And we worship you this day in the beauty of your holiness. We thank you today again that you're the greater one in us than anything and anyone that is in the world. And through you, Lord Jesus Christ, we are more than conquerors, and we love you today. Father God, you told us in your word that men are always to pray and not to faint or give up, Lord God. So our eyes are focused upon you. You said, looking unto you, Lord Jesus, you're the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. You're the one that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. And Father God, on a daily basis, you told us that you would bless those and prosper those who pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem, that may there be peace and prosperity within our walls, our gates, and our doors. So we thank you for that. Even this day, now we come and we lift up the United States of America. We lift it up, Lord God. We know that there have been predictions and reports of things on that are said to happen because of dissension or whatever is going on because of the election, that some have said things will be coming because of the right. Some said some things are coming because of the left, and they're predicting. And, Lord, as the predictions have come forth from the right, from the left, from the all sides, Lord God, you tell us what is being seen can be changed as we pray. And so we come this day and we pray for this nation. We pray for the grace, the favor, the peace, the prosperity, the protection, the wisdom, knowledge, and good understanding of the United States of America from shore to shore and from sea to sea. We pray for the grace, favor, peace, prosperity, and protection, even now, and wisdom, knowledge, and good understanding of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl, Lord God. We decree and declare peace over this nation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that there shall not and will not, we decree and declare, be any kind of repercussions, any retaliations, anything that's not of God from over this nation, Lord God, concerning the election, Lord God. And we thank you in advance, Lord God. We don't wait until that happens. We thank you. Even this day, we dispatch forth infinite numbers of mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, Michael the Archangel, angels that gather throughout this whole nation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to minister forth your grace, your protection, your peace, your favor, the peace of God, econ, wisdom, love, understanding over the hearts and minds of every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl throughout the United States of America. We realize, Lord God, that even though there is a political scene here in America, we have politics, Lord God, but Lord, we know as believers, you're the greater one. You are the greater one in this thing. And so we thank you now for moving over the hearts and minds of everyone in the nation. We bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist every spirit of fear and doubt and unbelief, worry, fret, and anxiety, any hatred or animosity, all division, all confusion, all strife. We rebuke that from over every person throughout the nation and around the world, Lord God. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above, and we thank you in advance. That part that we have right now, I thank you for that. Again, I thank you this day, Lord God, even now for all over the nation, in every home, in every heart, Lord, thank you for your grace coming forth, your favor, your peace, your protection over this nation in the name of the Lord, and wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. And, Lord, we give you praise. We worship you. Again, our eyes are upon you. We love you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. The Lord used you to cover a whole bunch of stuff. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. For those who just joined the line, just letting you know that we're taking some time out this morning to pray over our nation in the name of Jesus, over the United States. Hallelujah. If the Lord lays on your heart to pray, please press your number one key, and we'll open up your line for that you can be added to this prayer. Praise God. We're going to open a line for Minister Rachel to pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, O God, for allowing us to see it, O Lord. Father God, I lift up our nation, O God, hallelujah, that they will yield to you, O God, because a nation that fears the Lord is a blessed nation. Father God, I ask that that you open their hearts, and Lord, that you touch their hearts, because the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He turneth the neck whithersoever you will. So turn the neck of this nation, Lord, towards you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it is your business what goes on from that, from the in the mighty name of Jesus. You are Lord of every nation, O Father God. Haya Rabashan, Haya Kandir Rabashan, I Kandir Rabahasea, O Nohorabashan, the Kundi Rabasaya, I Nonanabasi Kendono Robose, O Nobashan de Rabahasaya, O Nohorebahase, O Nohorabashanda, O Rabahabasia, O Nokoni Tinitin and Roto Hoshande, O Nahakane Rabasaya. Where the strength that is needed, Lord, send strength, Lord. I can't Rabashanda. I can't Rabase. Nikoni Rabasaya. On the Rabashanda Rabaseo. O Konya Rabasaya. O no Hoshande Kintinin in Rabase. O Nakandi and Nataro Hoshande Kintinin in Abasaya. Ayana Rabase. O no Kayan in Abasaya. O no Hoshande Kandia Rabose. From the north to the south, to the east to the west, you are Lord, you are God. Lift the cloak of fear off of this nations, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And let your covering of your everlasting holy righteousness be upon all nations, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up the presidency, O God. You are Lord of everything, Lord. You're the governor of this nation. Surround them by godly influence, Lord. Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized. People, O God, that's about your business, kingdom business. Because your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And I hear Sonus, God has spoken. Let the church, that's us, the body of the believers of Christ, say amen. Like you said, God, Mom, amen. And
amen.
I love you, Pastor Mom. God, Aunt,
amen.
And God, Mom.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Those who just joined the line, what we were doing was we're taking out a bit of time this morning to pray over our nation. Franklin Graham is gathering people together all over the nation to pray, and we're praying for things that are going on right now and also for this election that is coming up in the next 9 or 10 days or so. Praise God, praise God. And I just want to just list some things that we can also pray over as I just pray over them as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our government to you in Jesus' name, and we pray over our government. Hallelujah. We have been givers in the past, Lord God. We're known for giving, and then even this year, we gave, our government gave us in this nation trillions of dollars. And Lord, your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. So we pray that over our government right now. We come against any spirit of bankruptcy in any way, shape, or form that would try to come over our nation in Jesus' name. We lift up our judicial system to you, Lord. Let justice arise all throughout our judicial system. We lift up the military to you, Lord God. We come against any kind of PTSD that would try to infiltrate our military in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe and strong wherever they are in the name of Jesus. We lift up the policemen and the police force to you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for going in and taking out all racism, all hatred, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Root it out of the police so that they can protect and serve what they were and do what they were meant to do. We continue to lift up our medical system in the United States. Lord God, we know that the COVID virus is still around. We thank you for protecting our medical system, the doctors, the nurses, all of the administrators, Lord God. Keep them as only you can, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for a coronavirus vaccine that is good, that is safe, and that is not so expensive, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for that. We lift up our education system to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you that there will be no child left behind, in Jesus' name. And we bless you for that, Lord God, that all of our children will be educated, in Jesus' name, whether at home or whether in the schools. Keep them safe, Lord God, and the teachers, the principals, the administrators, hallelujah, the staff, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we lift up religion to you, Lord God, and we're talking about pure religion, that religion that's relationship with the Lord. We lift it up to you. We thank you, Father, for the fivefold, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, that we're all in the place where we're supposed to be and doing what you have for us to do. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We lift up all of the denominational leaders to you, Lord God, and especially the Pope, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for just touching his heart and his mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as he is the Pope over over 1 billion people. And so we thank you, Lord God, that his influence will be of you, Lord. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we lift up businesses to you, those ones that are great and small, God, in the name of Jesus, that as they call on you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will survive and that they will thrive in the name of Jesus. We lift up arts and entertainment to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And the media, Lord God, let your light and your truth prevail in arts and entertainment and media, and we lift up this new series called The Chosen that's about Jesus. They're doing it your way, Lord God. Help them to continue. And, Lord, we lift up the Supreme Court judges to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray for the next appointed justice right now in Jesus' name because they will have a great impact on the United States. Hallelujah. And we give you praise, Lord God. And we also thank you, Lord God, for this 2020 presidential election, that it will happen and that every vote shall be counted correctly in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that there'll be no confusion, there'll be no mayhem when the election, before the election, during the election, and after the election. We thank you for peace, peace, peace upon this nation, and we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for even this time we took out today to pray over our nation. We really, really need it in this nation and all over the world. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Now let's go to our scripture. We're going to read Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. We'll read that together, King James Version. And then we will read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. We'll read that together, also the King James Version. And then prepare yourself now. I'm just going to open a line for just one moment for everybody, one by one, and you can say who the Lord is to you. We found that when we tell God who he is, something happens in our hearts and even in our atmosphere. Hallelujah. And we want what something happens is the presence of God shows up in an awesome way. So we know some of you may be a little shy or whatever, but just prepare yourself that after we read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, that your line is just going to be open for a couple of seconds for you to just proclaim who the Lord is. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Amen. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. We're reading it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Well, let's magnify the Lord, Pastor Mom. Who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my
provider. Amen, amen. And I want to say the Lord is my healer. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're just going to open a line for everyone just for one moment, and you can say who the Lord is. We'll tell you when we open your line. Pastor Price, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is Jehovah Jireh, my provider.
Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel?
The Lord is our everything. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me.
Hallelujah. That was Gabrielle.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Gabrielle. That was wonderful. Amen. Amen. Arthur Amber, we're opening up your line.
The Lord is my everything.
Hallelujah. The Lord is my everything. Sister Carrie, opening up your line. Pastor Mark next. Sister Carrie.
The Lord is my keeper.
Amen. Hallelujah. That makes me want to sing. The Lord is my keeper. Pastor Mark.
The Lord is my strength.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength. Amen. I should know who this is, area code 314-604, but tell us who you are.
Minister Patrice, and the Lord is my sustainer.
Amen, Minister Patrice. The Lord is your sustainer. Hallelujah. God bless you. Yes, he does. He sustains like that. Amen. Minister Mary. Uh-oh. Let me see. Okay, Minister Mary.
The Lord is my mountain mover and my deliverer out of trouble.
Oh, come on, somebody. He's a mountain mover and deliverer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Kiva, praise God. Who is the Lord to you, Minister Kiva? You got your mute on?
Go ahead, say. Okay, God is good.
God is good. God is great. God is with us, and God loves us.
Hallelujah, Grace. Glory to God. Thank you, Miss Grace. That was beautiful. Thank you. Amen. Do you want to say anything, Grandma?
Yes, we love him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Grace sounds so good. It's wonderful to have the children say something. Amen. Sister Debbie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my help.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, the Lord is my help. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for all that God is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, we have a list of who the Lord is as well. It's by no means exhaustive. Amen. So just repeat what we have here, and I'm sure you can add it to your list as well. So repeat after me. Lord, you are my strong creator.
Lord, you are my strong creator.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord Most High.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my master.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my banner.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the Lord my healer.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
You are the God who sees.
You are the God who sees.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord of hosts.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord my shepherd.
You are the Lord our righteousness.
You are the Lord my righteousness.
You are the Lord our peace.
You are the Lord my peace.
You are the Lord my sword.
You are the Lord my soul.
You are the jealous God.
You are the jealous God.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my help.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my father.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my judge.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the Lord my light.
You are the mighty God.
You are the mighty God.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the Lord who is with us.
You are the God that forgave.
You are the God who forgave.
And you are the Lord Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And we have declarations here. I had asked Amber to do it, Arthur Amber, to do it last week. I don't know if you're prepared to do it this week as well. If you are, press your number one key. If not, it's all right. Job 22:28 says, and we're about to do our declarations. Hallelujah. It says that if thou shalt decree a thing, it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Hallelujah. So when we make these declarations, things happen. Hallelujah. Things are established. Thank you, Jesus. And light begins to shine. We know that there's darkness in different places now. We want the light to shine. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. So when we declare these words from the word of God, it's going to stand forever. And it's going to be established in our life, and light is going to shine. Hallelujah. I was saying before, I say it probably every week, that the Lord gave us these declarations at the beginning of the year. Before we knew anything about COVID, before things just started to be turned upside down. And so we continue to declare and decree them, knowing that God is working behind the scenes on our behalf. So repeat these after me, and just do it as strong as you can. Hallelujah. Right out of your heart. Repeat after me. No weapon
formed against me
shall prosper. This is the heritage
of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water. Amen, amen. I just hear something for us to say that's not on this paper I'm looking at. But what I've been noticing is that a spirit of poverty is trying to come into the land. So we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And there's a scripture in Psalm 118, verse 25. And it says this, and you can repeat after me. Save now.
Save now.
I beseech thee.
O Lord.
I beseech thee.
Send now.
Prosperity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're saying, Lord, send now prosperity.
Yes.
Okay, let's continue. Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness
or
disease
to come upon my body.
Every disease, germ, and every virus
that
touches my body
dies instantly.
In the name of Jesus, every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. I forbid any malfunction in my body in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we lift everyone up who's listening, whether you're listening right now or whether you'll be listening in the future. Hallelujah. I just see God just touching bodies right now, touching our bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone is experiencing something in their neck area in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing, health, and wholeness in the neck area, whether it's arthritis in the neck or whether it's a pain in the neck, in the natural or a spiritual pain in the neck. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, for complete healing, health, and wholeness. Thank you, Father God, for touching each and every one of us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Just perceiving that someone's going through something in their feet right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against any swelling. We come against any pain, any discomfort, any neuropathy in the feet. In the name of Jesus. Eba shata. Thank you, Lord. Ishanda Bokuse Karabasia. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for healing in the soul, in the mind, the will, and the emotions, in Jesus' name. We come against any spirit of downcastness, any depression, any oppression right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. It's replaced right now with joy unspeakable and full of glory. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we praise you now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I don't know if you guys could hear that, but they were making an announcement over our intercom system in the building when I was praying in tongues over that, what he was announcing. So praise God. Praise God. Let's go on in and have some praise and some worship this morning. We have our, hallelujah, Sister McDowell will play some of the things. And please, you know, when you think about her, please pray for her. You know, her daughter is really going through something right now. She's been diagnosed with cancer for the past 4 years. And so we're just, you know, we're lifting her, Sister McDowell, the entire McDowell family. We're lifting them all up in prayer even now. Hallelujah, knowing that God is touching them in a great way. Hallelujah. So this is Sister McDowell. Hallelujah. Amen. We have some praise and worship. you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I like some of the songs that they sing nowadays, but sometimes I like to go back. Hallelujah. To those, I exalt you, Lord, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. We can still worship God with all of that, but I'm just saying. Sometimes I just like to go back and just listen to those and just praise God in that way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So now let's go into our portion where we give. Hallelujah. Amen. It's been such a blessing to us. We've seen people give, during this time of pandemic. Hallelujah. People are still and yet giving, and that is a blessing. Hallelujah. And I know that if you are giving, you have found that as you give, it's given back to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Hallelujah. We're laughing because Pastor Mom went to a specialist during this time, and the specialist really didn't do anything. And so I was saying, I said, well, doctor, we're going to sit here in this office with you and talk our $35 worth of time out. And so he started laughing. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but he sent the money back. I said, well, I've never seen a co-payment come back before. Amen. So God is doing things in different ways right now. Hallelujah. He'll bless you in so many different ways. And what's important is that we all continue to seed, continue to let the blessings flow, and he'll flow it back to us even greater than we've had it before. And, during this time, Pastor Mom and I have seen God just bless in great, great ways. Hallelujah. He's even blessed I was looking at our credit score. I looked at it. I said, God, I know that's you. Praise God. It's up in the very good, close to excellent category. Hallelujah. So God will bless you in different ways. Hallelujah. As you continue to give. Now, there's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and that is through Cash App. And you would send it to $ESLCCC. $ESLCCC, which stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. If you live in the Heritage House, you can come to 2E and bring your offering. And we've seen people do both. Hallelujah. People are doing Cash App, and they are coming to the door, knocking on the door, even during the week, and that's okay. Praise God. And then our third way is through the mail. You can make your checks payable to ESLCCC and 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Glory to God. Now, once again, at the beginning of the year, I love God, how he has us prepared, and that's part of the sermon today. He will prepare you in advance for something that he wants done. Amen. So here we are, we're declaring, we're decreeing, we're praying over our finances. Hallelujah. And we're seeing it flow in our direction. Hallelujah. Whether it's the stimulus check, whether it's that or whatever it is, God is meeting all of our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So repeat this prayer for finances after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them.
For your purpose.
May I be
a good steward.
of all that you give me, and walk in total agreement as to how it's to be spent. I pray that I learn to live free of debt where I have not been wise. Bring restoration and guidance. I pray that I will find the perfect balance between spending needlessly and being miserly. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost,
devoured,
destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it so that what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but I will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all that I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you right now in Jesus' name for the offerings. And for the tithes and the offerings, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who are tithing, hallelujah, via Cash App, coming to the door, writing a check, putting it in the mail. Lord, it's been done. All of it has been done. So we just thank you, Father God, right now in Jesus' name, that as we tithe that 10%, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will open up the windows of heaven, pour out that overflow blessing in the name of Jesus. That is so much that it's so much we got to give more because it's just too much for us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, it's so much. Thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sakes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As you do that, we know that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. It will just be multiplied exponentially in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for that, Lord God. We thank you for the givers. Your word says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. We thank you, Lord, for that overflow, the overflow of tithes, the overflow of offerings. And, Lord God, we always stand on your word that says that you, that's Deuteronomy 1:10 and 11, that says that you will bless us and make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. We give you praise and hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you that every need is met and exceeded, and we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God is doing great and awesome things. Hallelujah. He just wants us to stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. Keep it going. When you get it, flow it on out. Hallelujah. We bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Well, we have just been blessed thus far with the word of God. Hallelujah. His presence being here this morning. I don't think we have the heat on, but I'm burning up right now. Praise God. Praise God. So let's go on to the word of God this morning. Hallelujah. God is just, he's just awesome. He is just awesome. This word, we're still on ready. Amen. We're on ready. We're going to stay on ready. Praise God. Hallelujah. And some maybe you haven't heard that on Be On Ready, but that was the word that the Lord gave us at the beginning of 2020. I mean, he set this up. A lot is going on, but God is still in the midst. Hallelujah. And one of the words, prophetic words for 2020 was be on ready. Be ready for whatever. Hallelujah. And today we're still in a series. We're talking about the parable of the 10 virgins coming from Matthew 25. So you might just go to Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13, just so that when I say things, I may not read through the whole thing. I probably won't because we spent time in that last week laying a foundation. But I'll be referring to some of the what it says in Matthew 25, 1 through 13. I may just read through it. It's worth it. The Word of God is always worth reading. Praise God. But as we go into that, let us pray. Can't pray enough. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We cast everything upon you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, even as I just surrender every part of me, Lord God, that it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me. And we thank you, Lord God, that you live and move and have your being and just even speak through me today, even as never before. Speak through me and to me, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this word that you just stirred up in my heart. It's been a blessing to me. Thank you, Father God, that you just hide me behind the cross, Lord God, and just speak it, Lord God, that it can bless others as you have blessed me with this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. This parable of the 10 virgins has just, I didn't realize it's been rolling around in my spirit for quite a while. I was talking to my friend in New Jersey, and we were talking about this, and she said, you know, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago, and we were going around and around with these 10 virgins, you know, because there's a lot in this. There is so much in this. I had to just kind of, well, the Lord had to just kind of take me aside and say, we're just going to focus on one part at a time. So this is a series that this is the second part of it right now. But when I speak again next month, it may come back again. So I'm just going to hang with it and stay with it because he keeps giving me something, you know, until we're finished. Like I said, there's so many different topics that we could talk about out of this Matthew 25, 1 through 13. It's so many. It's very deep. Today, though, what we're going to focus on is being on ready. Prepared for anything. Amen. I'm going to start. I'll just read the scripture. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. But the this is verse 4 of Matthew 25. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Wow. So like I said, that there is a lot that is in that in the scripture there. Now, last week what we talked about was that these virgins have some things in common, and then they have some things that are different. What they have in common is that they're all virgins. They all had lamps, and they all went forth to meet the bridegroom. They all slumbered and slept. They all heard the cry, and they all went out to meet the bridegroom, and they all trimmed their lamps. What was different, and somebody said the difference made the difference. Their difference made the difference. And that difference was whether they got in or whether they didn't get in. But the five wise, well, what the difference was five were wise and five were foolish. The foolish had no oil. The wise had oil in their vessels with their lamps. The foolish lamps went out, and the wise went with the bridegroom into the marriage. The foolish couldn't get in. The foolish were not known by the bridegroom. The wise were known by the bridegroom. So all of that is just, it's really something. And like I said, what we want to focus on is that the five wise virgins were on ready for the Lord. And when you're on ready for the Lord, you are ready for anything and everything else. You know, right now, things have changed so much since 2020 came in. Things have changed so much that, for the most part, as human beings, it's hard for us to change. We can adapt after a while, but that change is like a slap in the face to be able to change. But when we're on ready for the Lord, hallelujah, the change is not, it may make you kind of bend back a little bit, but you're going to bounce right back. Hallelujah, we're going to bounce right back. So God is preparing us to be on ready. The Bible talks about being instant, in season and out of season. And so our preparation is in him. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is like the wind. You don't know where it came from or where it's going. When we are on ready, we can flow with the Lord's moving by his Spirit. When he moves by his Spirit, we'll just flow, hallelujah, right with him. And what it starts with being obedient with little things, simple acts of obedience. And that simple act of obedience to the Word of God really prepares us for whatever. I want to go back in the Bible and just have some examples, look at some examples. We're not going to go back and read that for right now, but most people know about Daniel and the three Hebrew boys and what they did. They did a simple act of obedience. They decided that they would not eat the king's meat. they were given all of this sumptuous food and drinks and all of this. But as an act of obedience to the word of God, you know, because they were not supposed to eat pork. And so they were just simply obedient to the word of God. And they didn't do it by going out and, well, they did it in a very wise way. They went to the man who was over them, and they just asked him, can we please just eat differently? Can we eat in this way? Can we just eat fruits and vegetables and water? And he said to them, no, you can't, you know, if you do this and you get all skinny and everything, then the king is going to take my head for this. They said, just please let us try it. And just being obedient, hallelujah, in those little things, prepared them for the fiery furnace and for the lion's den. They were ready. They were on ready. There was so much that happened to these boys when they came, when they went into Babylon, when Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into Babylon, it was a hard thing, you know, as they went in. These boys were teenagers, and they had no clue at all that they were going to be taken into Babylon. But apparently, you know, the Bible doesn't give us all of the details of what happened in their lives before this. He didn't give us, the Bible doesn't say all of the little details, all of the little things that they did. But because of what we see them do, we know that they were prepared in advance for any situation, for anything. Which seems kind of weird. How can you be prepared for anything? But when you spend time with the Lord, hallelujah, and you read the word of God and you flow in the Lord's presence, you are ready for anything. And over all of these years, God has been getting us ready. If you have a testimony with the Lord, hallelujah, you are ready. You are ready for more things than you think you're ready for, than you even know you're ready for, because you have a testimony. You walk things out with the Lord. And these boys, Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, they have a testimony. And that testimony proves out by what they did when they were taken to the fiery furnace, or the reason why they went there, because they kept praying. They kept being in the presence of God. Daniel put in the lion's den. He was in the presence of God, but he was ready for anything. They were ready. The Hebrew boy said, you know, we know our God. You know, he may not deliver us from this furnace, but we're still not going to bow down to you. And Daniel just went on into the lion's den in prayer. Hallelujah. He was on ready. All of these guys were on ready. David, hallelujah, David, when he took care of the sheep and protected them, he became on ready as he was out there. Nobody saw him but God. God saw him. God saw all that he did. God saw what his heart was doing. So even be encouraged, those who, you know, it looks like nobody knows. Nobody knows your name. Nobody knows that you are this wonderful preacher, that you be in the presence of God. It doesn't matter if anybody else knows but God. But God knows that you are on ready, hallelujah, because you are spending time in his presence and you are ready for anything that comes, anything that goes, because you have spent time with your God. And so David, he took care of the sheep and protected them, And that prepared him for anything, even to defeat Goliath, who was so much bigger than he was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as we do these little things that the Lord leads us to do, we can become on ready as the five wise virgins were when the Lord came. Hallelujah. And back to Daniel and the Hebrew boys. They absolutely, and David, they absolutely had no knowledge of what was going to come up. But yet they were prepared in their hearts. And you know what I think about is that we can't prepare when the time comes. We have to be prepared before it comes. Hallelujah. Even going through this 2020, going through this coronavirus pandemic, many of you, and I would say all of you who are listening to the sound of my voice, you are prepared for this. There were things that happened, as I said before, your testimony, things that you might have had a hard time. I think 2016 was a hard time for people. 2008 was a hard time for people. But as we went through all of those hard times, we got to know who our God is. Hallelujah. And our character and our nature began to change. And we don't prepare, as I said, when the time comes, but we prepare before. Just think about this. When you set your alarm clock, you set it before the time you need to wake up or to get up. Amen. And so God gives us an opportunity to be prepared in advance, no matter what happens. Now, with Daniel and them, they were teenagers and the Hebrew boys. They didn't know that they were going to be brought to Babylon. They didn't know that they were going to be turned to eunuchs, you know, and have body parts cut off of them. They didn't know that. They didn't know that they were going to be the ones selected to live in the king's palace. But they were on ready with their relationship with the Lord. It shows, hallelujah, by what they would decided not to eat. And how they continue to pray, even though the king said, if you don't pray, the edict went out, if you don't, if we catch you praying during this time, you know, you're going to be in bad trouble. They continue to pray. And then when that day that David went out, he went out to give lunch to his brothers. He didn't know that he was going to fight Goliath that day, but he was on ready. Hallelujah. You know, I think about a movie that I watched years ago, and I liked that movie. It was the first Karate Kid movie. And Mr. Miyagi, remember how Mr. Miyagi trained the Karate Kid? And the way that he trained him to get him to be ready was he told him to go wash all of his cars that he had, and he said, now you got to do it a certain way. You got to do with this arm, you do wax on, and with this arm, you take the wax off. And by doing that, his muscles were ready to get in that fight. He was on ready. Hallelujah. And then one of my favorite stories that you may have heard me tell this story before was the Lord told this man to push this rock, and the rock was big. It was huge. It was a boulder. It was bigger than him. And so the Lord said, every day you push that rock. And so he would get up every morning. He pushed that rock. He pushed that rock for the better part of the day. And someone came up to him and said, you've been pushing that rock for years. It hasn't budged one bit. You ought to stop doing that. You're wasting your time. And so he continued to push the rock. And then one day he just cried out to the Lord. He said, Lord, I'm pushing this rock and nothing's going on. I'm going to stop it. And the Lord said, you don't know what has happened to you, and all of this time you've been pushing this rock. Your muscles have gotten stronger, in your arms, in your back, in your legs. You have gotten stronger as you have been pushing this rock. And the Lord said, and I'm going to move the rock anyway. You just needed to push it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So here he was all this time. He was on ready. There are things that we are doing now. God just wants us to be consistent. Hallelujah. That keeps us on ready, being consistent with the things of God, being consistent to read the Word of God, to do the Word of God, to do the right thing, to listen to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And move by His Spirit. That's going to keep us on ready. And the Word of God says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And there's some kind of strange things that the Lord has had me doing. And I go back even before the time of the pandemic. The Lord would tell me to do certain things. And I just wondered, but I just went on and did it. And so anybody who knows me and my family, we like to eat popcorn. And, you know, the best way to eat popcorn is you take your hand. You get a great big hand of popcorn and you shove it in your mouth, you know, and some of it falls out. But some people do it cute. But you usually just do it with your hand, right? And the Lord just said to me one day, He said, you know what? This was maybe a couple of years ago. We're going to eat popcorn without your hands, okay? Can't eat. And we're going to work on this where you won't be eating anything with taking your hand, lifting it up, putting it in your mouth. And, you know, even a banana, even apples, whatever. But it was mostly for me, it was popcorn. And so it was like a little bit of a struggle. But, of course, He gave me the answer to it. So I take a little cup. And put the popcorn in the cup and then put the cup up to my mouth and have the popcorn that way. Little did I know that during the pandemic, you know, a lot of times I eat popcorn while I'm in the car driving, okay? So I have gloves on. And, you know, and so then it was like, okay, I got these gloves on or whatever, and then eat the popcorn like that. Well, that may seem like a simple little silly thing to somebody, but to me it had a big impact because before I needed something, He had prepared me for it. You know, so God is preparing us. So any little thing that He says, I mean, even little things, I still don't know the fullness of this except, you know, don't put things in my hand. But even brushing my teeth for years, I brush my teeth, cups of water in my hand and put it in my mouth. Well, some people don't do that, but that's what I used to do. And then He said, stop doing that. Take the a cup and then put the water in the cup and then, you know. So I don't know the fullness of that, but I'm doing it. Many, many years ago, He told me to learn how to do my own hair. So I wear twists or braids. And when the pandemic hit and people couldn't go to the beauty shop, couldn't go get their hair done and all of that, hey, I'm able to do my own hair. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you have a wise virgin type relationship with the Lord, He has already prepared you for anything. You are ready. Whether you realize it or not, you have learned to wait on the Lord. His word is a lamp unto your feet, a light unto your path. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And your song may be, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. turning back. Amen. Amen. Now I wanna close with this. The Lord has me reading a book, and this book is John G. Lake. You may not have heard of him before, but John G. Lake, and it's called His Life, His Sermons, His Boldness of Faith. And John G. Lake was something else, I tell you. He was born in 1870. And he went home to be with the Lord in 1935. So he wasn't all that old. He was only 65 when he passed away. But I'll tell you what, God used him in an awesome way during his lifetime. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was a man who was on ready. He was a man with purpose, vision, strength, and character. And his one goal in life was to bring the fullness of God to every person. He often said that the secret of heaven's power was not in the doing, but in the being. Come on, somebody. In the being. Glory to God. He believed that spirit-filled Christians should enjoy the same type of ministry Jesus did while living on the earth, and that this reality could be accomplished by seeing themselves as God saw them. So he lived a full life. And these are some of the things that he did. And I would say he is a man of God who was on ready for the Lord. He was responsible for raising over 1 million converts. Now, we're talking about a time there was no internet, you know, barely a telephone back then. No internet, no social media, being able to travel as fast as we're able to travel now. He wasn't able to do all of that, and yet a million converts. He was over 625 churches and 1,250 preachers. And that, come on, that was in a five-year period of time during his ministry. In 5 years, the man was on ready for the Lord. It was even said that there was a deadly plague going on at that time, and the plague died in his hand. He touched it, and it died in his hand. Hallelujah. He had a powerful healing ministry. And then he went to Spokane, Washington, and so many people were healed in Spokane, Washington, that Spokane was declared to be the healthiest city in the United States. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's being on ready. And I want to read to you what he has said is a successful Christian life. And as I read this, it was interesting. You know, I'm reading parts of his book every day. That's what the Lord has me doing right now. And I'm just, it just blessed me that as I'm talking about being on ready, I read this and I just felt like the Lord said, share this. Amen. So this is John G. Lake, Successful Christian Life. And my subtitle is Being On Ready. It rests in three essentials. First, a knowledge of the teaching of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whose words are the final authority, the bar where every question must be brought for final decision. I would probably say if it ain't in the Word, it ain't right. Amen. The words of every other must be measured and their value determined by their statement their statements of Jesus Christ. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's Colossians 2:9. Second, consecration to do all the will of God as declared by the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the third is recognition of the Holy Spirit as revealer, guide, interpreter, teacher, and empowerer. For without the presence of the Spirit of God in our hearts, our consecration would be valueless. We would not be able to live it. And without a knowledge of the teaching of Jesus, our consecration would be non-intelligent. Hallelujah. That was a quote from John G. Lake. And that really, it seems like it speaks directly to those foolish virgins. You know, we call being a virgin or abstaining from sex as a consecration. And, you know, for him to say that that without the presence of the Spirit of God in our hearts, without that oil, the presence of the Spirit of God in our hearts, our consecration would be valueless. So for them to be virgins and not to have that close relationship with the Lord, not to be on ready with the Lord, it was valueless to them because they didn't get to go in with him. Hallelujah. So just to review that, he said first, a knowledge of God, the teaching of the Lord, the word of God. Then being set apart, being consecrated and doing the will of God. Hallelujah. As the Blessed Mother Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Miracles happen when we do that. And thirdly, to recognize the Holy Spirit and to be a follower of the Holy Spirit. And when we do those things, we are on ready all the time, every time. Hallelujah. 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 I could say so much more, but we're going to stop right there. Now, praise God. I pray that you were blessed by the word of God today, that it went in your heart, it pricked something in your heart. Hallelujah. After I finish praying the prayer of salvation here, if you have any comments, any questions, any prayer requests, you can get ready to press your number one key. Praise God. Praise God. You can begin to do that even now. But I want to speak to those. If you heard this today and you don't know for sure if you are born again, you can't think of a time where you actually asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life and submitted your life to him. Maybe you can remember that you were brought up in the church and you spent a lot of time in church and all of that, but did you really receive Jesus into your heart and your life? If you can't remember a time when you did that, this is your time. This is your moment. Hallelujah. If you want to be on ready with the Lord and whatever's going on, whatever comes, whatever goes, there's been a lot of predictions that have been made as to what the United States is going to look like after the election is finished. There's been a lot of things that have been said. But for those of us who know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're on ready for anything. And we know that he's looking over us and that he's watching over us. And we want everyone to have that assurance. It's important to have that assurance, that blessed assurance that Jesus is yours and that you are his. Hallelujah. And so John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, he loves us so much. And there's so many people who have said, you know, that that God doesn't care about them, but he cares so much that he would die for you. You're to die for. Hallelujah. He loves you so much that just in case you would make the decision to receive him as Lord and Savior, that he would die for you first. Hallelujah. And then Romans 10:9 lets us know how to receive him, how to truly receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. It makes it very clear where it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. I mean, that's pretty clear. And he makes it so easy. He says, if you confess with your mouth, confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. Hallelujah. And believing in your heart, and it's the Bible talks about out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you need this in your heart to just abundantly believe. Believe. Make a choice to believe that Jesus is who he said he is. Hallelujah. Make a choice in your heart that you want to just turn over your heart and your life to him, believing that he's a good God and that he will do right by you and do good through you. So make that decision in your heart and then repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. I want to be on ready. I want to be prepared for anything. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm checking to see if anyone has pressed their number one key. If you wanted to make any comments. I wanted to say this. I'm so glad that Pastor Mom is here with us today. She was here last week, but there were things going on in her body, and she had to rest. And so it's so good. I'm so glad to have her sitting by me in her pretty red dress with her smile on her face. Amen. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price. Welcome, Pastor Price. Are you on mute? I didn't know if you wanted to say anything. Okay, maybe that was from being on before. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel.
Hi. Yes? I wanted to say thanks. I'm glad that God bless you to share what you shared from the book that you're doing, because that is so good that we just let the Lord just be in us, like, just yes, total yieldingness to the Spirit of the living God. Let him use our hands, our mouths, our ears, and everything that he has saved and redeemed us to be. So we continue to be that, and we shall stay on ready, because the Holy Spirit will guide us every second, every minute, every hour. Like, thank God for my beautiful God grandmother, when she said, Lord, we need you every minute, every hour. Yes, we do. And I'm going to add every second.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that comment. Hallelujah. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close today. Praise God. Let me just tell you what's going on with Get 'Em Radio, and then we're going to have Pastor Mom make any closing remarks and then close us out in prayer. Tomorrow is our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. It's going to be on the same number, same phone number for all of the Get 'Em Radio family, which is 516-418-5699. The Bible teaching will be tomorrow, Monday, and it's every Monday at 12 noon. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And tomorrow the topic is going to be say it or hear it and see it. Amen. Hear it and see it. Praise God. And her teaching is always wonderful. God usually, he just shows us something from a different angle in the Bible. Praise God. And then on Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And we've been praying in tongues since March of this year. And we pray for 1 hour. We have four people who pray for 15-minute increments. They volunteer to do that. If you want to be a volunteer to pray in tongues on Tuesday, we're praying 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Please text me, call me, let me know that you're available to pray in tongues for that 15-minute increment, and we'll assign you an incremental time. And then after we pray, we have interpretations. And the interpretations have been just awesome, awesome interpretations. Hallelujah. One that we recently got was that the Lord was saying that that things were going to happen, but he is God. He said things are going to be exposed. And really the hearts of people, things that people have been thinking behind the scenes, they're saying it out loud. It is being exposed. Things are being exposed. But he said, you know, as things are exposed, he is still Lord. Hallelujah. And what he said, I should have read it straight from what we heard, but what he said was that his children are crying out because things are going on behind the scenes with our children. And we've heard some things about human trafficking and even children being sacrificed, the blood of Jesus with this QAnon. And so the Lord was saying that these things are going to be exposed. And still he said, I'm still Lord. Even though they're going to be exposed, it's like, don't faint. Hold your peace. He is still God. But he's causing these things to be exposed. So that's what we're doing on Tuesdays, the Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on this this Thursday is our, we had a month of healthcare month. And we were talking about health care, what's going on in this open enrollment season with Medicare and Medicaid. We had Sister Sheila Woods, who is a Christian licensed insurance agent. And so she was telling us so many things. If you need to know something, we have it all archived. It's all on podcast. And so go back and listen to it. She explained to us, you know, really the ins and outs of Medicare. Really, really good explanations. What Medicare will do and what it won't do and how to cover what it doesn't do. And then this past Thursday, she talked about the different scams. You need to just go back and listen to that so you don't fall into any of those scams. How you can listen to any of our podcasts, even including today, you can Google or Bing or any search engine, Get 'em Radio, GITM Radio. And that will take you to our Blog Talk Radio platform where you can listen to almost 900 podcasts. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. So now this Thursday, we're having Sister Sheila Woods to come back again, and she's going to bring a panel of ladies. She's in a singing group. They're going to sing something for us. Hallelujah. Are we going to hear them singing? And then they're going to talk about religion and relationship, and just talk to us how they came from religion to a real relationship with the Lord. And that's, once again, that is being on ready, being ready for anything when you have that relationship with the Lord. So that's going to be on this Thursday night, same phone number, 516-418-5699, and 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Hope to see you there. We'll be back again next Sunday. Now, next Sunday is the first Sunday in November already. Wow. So next Sunday is our first Sunday of the month. Therefore, we will be having communion, and we will be doing tag team preaching. Praise God. So prepare yourself and text me, call me, let me know that you want to be a tag team preacher next week or next Sunday, or you could just show up, okay, with a scripture, with a topic, and then you preach for 5 minutes. Scripture, topic, preach for 5 minutes. It'd be nice if you let me know you're going to do it, though. Praise God. So that's what we're doing on next Sunday. And we look forward to you all doing it. We love our tag team preaching. It has been wonderful and eye-opening. Amen. So we're going to have Pastor Mom now to give any closing remarks that she wants to give. You can tell people you're feeling better. And then she's going to give us our closing prayer.
I just like to say hallelujah to everybody, and I thank the Lord to be feeling better this week. I just would listen to this special speaker today, and I just sit there and listen. Sometimes I wanted to cry, but I didn't cry. I just listened to it. I was just happy. And happy day to everybody. And I love you. And be with us and stand by, because the Lord has been so good to me.
Amen.
And I thank you and praise your holy name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Lord watch between me and thee while we ask someone from another. In Jesus' name, amen. We are now dismissed.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we praise God for all of you. Thank God for Pastor Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. We just bless God. He is just awesome.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. So remember, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.
Amen.